So let's talk about audacity, right? Because one thing for sure that I've noticed along my journey, and you might hear my dishwasher in the background, it's a little loud. It got something to say, but it's doing its job, so thankful. Something I've noticed along my journey of building my brand and just going for what I want, trying to create the life that I dream of, I've noticed some interesting dynamics and changes within those dynamics. And it's too complex to leave it at, we grow apart or we just ain't seeing eye to eye. Some people in life really may be jealous of your audacity. And before I get into all of that, I want to define audacity, right? Because what is it? In my opinion, audacity is less confidence and more courage, right? It's like a willingness. So it's not that you need confidence before you can move off of your audacity. I actually think that audacity can build confidence, right? Because time after time, you're showing yourself your bravery. You're like, I want this. I'm going to get after it. I'm going to advocate for myself because I know I deserve what's on the other side of this, But that willingness, it's like on a spectrum, There's degrees of willingness, Let me know what you think drives willingness, because I was thinking about this and I'm like, maybe it's just desire, right? Like personally, I really can't stop talking about love. I love talking about love in all of its forms. I love spreading it. I love, teaching people what I believe about love. I have a strong desire to share and make a positive impact and help us all return to more loving thoughts, relationships, and experiences. But even deeper than that, right? I feel like there's something else. And for me, I don't know, let me know if you can relate. For me, it's survival. I couldn't stop talking about love and connection and community and healing. I couldn't stop talking about this if I wanted to. This is very much on purpose. It's part of my story. I imagine, I mean, actually, I can tell from experience in moments when I wasn't creating, when I wasn't talking about this stuff, when I was a little disconnected from it, I didn't feel like me. I didn't feel as alive as I do now. That's why it's so important that even if I do slip up along the journey and whatever slip up means, right? It's important to keep going because this is crucial to my survival, And that's coming from a highly sensitive person. So let me know if you agree, right? Like, let me know if you agree. But anyway, some people will not develop this audacity that they observe within you until later, or maybe not even at all. And it's not because they're not deserving. Let's be very clear about that. But it's because they let fear win. Let's be clear. It's easy to let fear win. I don't want to talk about it like it's not, But I literally can't stop getting back up because I guess my fear for what life would be like without this sharing, without this creating, without this audacity. I'm so afraid of what it looks like for me to not truly live, I can be here, I can go through the motions, but I'll be damned if I don't create the life of my dreams. That's nah, man. Nah. So, yeah, I think willingness might have a little something to do with survival, but y'all let me know what you think. And I think that those who do struggle to get up and try again for whatever reason, maybe they don't feel equipped. Maybe they feel like they don't have enough resources. Maybe they feel too young or too old, or maybe they're a perfectionist, which keeps them from starting. Like, it's so many things that can get in the way. That's why I don't want to act like that's a light thing to get back up again. And to keep being audacious about your life. But there is a problem when these individuals begin to hate you for it, begin to hate you or dislike you, or even potentially want to sabotage you in whatever capacity because you have the audacity that they don't. Even if it's not easy for you, right? This is, oh, because I'm speaking from experience, they'll hate you for it. They'll hate you for getting back up and believing in yourself and having this willingness and having this desire that is stronger than your fear. And that's not on you. So I wanted to remind you of that today. I wanted to remind me of that today. And here are a couple of things to remember when you do notice some hate. People can only meet you as far as they met themselves, okay? If somebody's not ready to address jealousy or feelings of lack, you can't make them, you can't make them turn that into inspiration either. I'm gonna get into that a little bit more later, but you can't make them transmute that into inspiration versus the jealousy. And that's not a reflection of you, and it's not your responsibility either. You don't have to carry that. Another thing is, while you will receive help along the journey of building the life of your dreams, it is absolutely up to you. It absolutely depends on you and how you speak to yourself and how you go after the life that you want. It's very easy to get comfortable or to just take what somebody hands you. Oh my goodness. Even if it's not actually comfortable, let's be clear, but it feels safer. Okay. You do have to be your biggest fan and biggest believer when it comes to this, right? Like, people also do respond to how seriously you take yourself. So change that language, change them actions to match what you want to see, and let's get it popping. It's going to take a little audacity to navigate the noise, the hate, the what ifs, the self-doubt, the limiting beliefs, but it can be done and you're worth it. And the last thing, if you notice jealousy brewing within yourself, first and foremost, do not judge yourself for it. It is okay. You're not a bad person for experiencing jealousy because we all do. It is very natural. Understand that you do have the power to transmute this jealousy into inspiration. Instead of looking at what they achieved and whatever time frame they achieved it in, take a moment to realize that you too can do what you dream of. It's never too late, regardless of your age. And also, I understand that resources vary across many different communities. However, we can always do our best with what we got, okay? Things come together in such miraculous ways, so it really is a disservice to you and to those who will benefit from your purposes when you don't give yourself a chance. You have to be audacious. Like I said in the beginning, I don't think that confidence is required for audacity in the upfront. But you know what I do think is required? You guessed it. Love. Okay. I want to leave you with a question. When was the last time you allowed yourself to be exactly who you are without judging or policing yourself, without beating yourself up about something that happened in the past? Be honest. Okay. I want you to have another time like that right now. You can choose to. You can love yourself enough to go for it. I want you to apply where applicable. Talk to me in the comments. We're gonna get out of here. Take a few deep breaths with me. You're worth it. You're worth it. One more. Don't leave yet. One more. Okay. Now get out there. Show the world some love. That includes you. Subscribe, take a look at the description for more, and I cannot wait to see you next time. Peace.